Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes. Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, he is a mastermind. And so being able to have him, sometimes he's on the headset and it's like, this is a great play call right here. Here we go. He did that today. And he says that to me. So he has all belief and confidence in himself. Those little things actually provide confidence, when you're about to go call the play and, you line up and you're like, uh-oh. And then the play actually works. And so the belief and trust in him, the faith in him that he's dialing it up and he does every time.
Let's talk about Ben Johnson.
Because Caleb Williams does every day. He wakes up excited to be coached by Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson's a superstar as a head coach. You know I believe that. Me and Peanut Tillman, we're mishpucha, as they say, in this regard. Coach is a superstar. So that means he's, as we learn about him, there's stuff that that you tend to like. Or there's certainly a curiosity, that's for damn sure. I'd like to know how that man ticks.
It's interesting, too, because often what happens is we think about some of the idiosyncratic stuff with coaches in retrospect, and we tend to then glorify it. Like, there are still people, I think terribly, dressing up like Ditka and thinking that just putting a mustache on makes them like, oh, I'm a little overweight and I'm putting on a mustache. I'm Mike Ditka.
They showed a thin guy with the mustache who just wasn't even trying.
Yeah, you're not even trying. But you got the sweater vest and all that stuff.
Hasn't it become of just like, this is what we do and it's not really even about Ditka anymore? Like, it's got mixed with the super fans?
I'm sure that it's like that. Or with Tibbs, yelling ice.
Ice! It has a different connotation.
Isn't
now.
That fun? Yeah. But isn't that fun, though? Yeah. Or you do this for the triangle for Phil?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But
you say line of pistas for Joe Madden? For Robin Ventura, you just stay quiet?
You just get noogied by Nolan Ryan?
Hey, no. You light up a room. That's what you do.
I thought that was Jim Thome.
No.
No, he's just one of the greatest humans ever.
It was Oral Hershiser just stepping out on how much he likes Robin Ventura. Just.
He is not a stranger any place in the world. He lights up a room.
So, I mean, that's amazing. I mean, that I want somebody to say that about me, that I light up a room and that I'm not a stranger, not a stranger any place in the world. Where's Spinks? He's in Shanghai. He's not a stranger there. Nope.
All I know is that one spring training, when Adam Eaton ran into a wall, we were talking with Robin, and you could tell that Robin was mad. Like, he was like, yeah, it's probably not a good idea to run into a wall for a ball that was 20 feet over your head and over the wall. Probably not a good
idea. Probably not a good idea.
You could see it on his face. He's like, what's with this dude? That's why nobody likes you.
But Ben Johnson, most people like you right now. It's a very good Q rating for the new Bears head coach right now.
I think that people look at him and they say they see the winning and they see the difference. I did an interview with one of my former students last night. He was writing for the DePaulia, and he asked me about Ben Johnson. And I said, I think the difference between what you've seen now with Ben Johnson versus what you saw last year with Matt Eberflus is he actually has the capacity to come up with a solution to the problem. I don't know if he's going to be a great coach, but I do know that when I look at the people that he brought in, the staff that he's assembled, if you're Caleb and you're looking for answers, on last year's staff, it was going to be hard for Caleb to find those answers, or at least answers that he trusted. This year, there's a couple of different people that he can go to and look for the answers. He can go to his head coach. I don't know enough about Declan Doyle, but I do know that JT Barrett played the position. So you have that guy there that's available to walk you through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get with him, you have a guy in Eric Bieniemy that while he's coaching the running backs, he's been an offensive coordinator. So there the opportunity for him to get answers is there and available. And that's if he doesn't want to talk to Ben, yeah, which he should always want to do. Because unlike Matt Eberflus, Ben has got the answers to the test.
You have more caution about Ben right now than I do.
It's not specifically about Ben. It's about any coach.
Understood. And I am, I'm a little gaga. And I am certainly smitten. I'm smitten with the strategic stuff because he shows a malleability and an ability to change things and find solutions, like you say. And I do believe that the culture shift is really obvious and really, really evident. So I'm feeling it right now. But I'm sure our listeners are a mix of those kind of approaches, understandably so. I don't know if there's anybody who hates him yet. I don't think there's anybody out there who does, or full on Ben Johnson skeptics. I don't know if there are those
tactics
out there. Yeah, just yet. But let's listen to Ben, who was mic'd up, and the Bears put out what, Tanny, about a 4.5 minute chunk of Ben Johnson mic'd up during a couple of different games, and Tanny's grabbed a couple of pieces for us to listen to and react to together. Here's the first piece. It's Ben kind of chopping it up with Richard Hightower, and there might even be some nicknames involved.
This is what we thought in terms of weather, blowing better away from our tunnel.
So if we were deciding, yep, we want to kick off, yes, here, sir, first quarter and third quarter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go, TJ.
Let's go.
Go, Sweat. Go. Yeah. All right, Oz. Have a day, buddy. Love you, big dog. Yeah. Go, buddy.
Have a little fun now.
Yeah.
Make sure you let him know when you're watching, huh?
Stinger.
Always watching.
All right, so what do we got? We got Sweat and then Eyes?
Oz.
TJ, Oz, Sweat. These are all pretty basic nicknames.
Ololamas, Olamides, Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus. OZ. Oz. Yeah, all right. So not a lot of, there's no, hey, Spider-Man. Hey.
All right, man, go. Let's go, man. Let's go. Spidey. Hey, man. Every place you play to make. Yes, you know that? Let's go. Dragon Slayer. Here he is, man. Let's get it.
Dragon Slayer. Anybody ever read those kids' fantasy books, Dragon Song and Dragon Singer and Dragon Slayer? Like when I was like 10 or 11 or 12,
Matt
those were popular.
Matt Eberflus wrote those?
He might have read them. Ooh, Dragon Slayer. All right, so there's Ben dropping some nicknames. Not super creative, but that's all right.
No, that's good. It's a normal dude. Like, hey, Sweat, Sweat.
For instance, Tanny. You know?
No, he did say Maine, right?
Maine.
That's Tremaine.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a little PTSD, but then I'm like, Maine.
Bozak. Maine. Let's go, Maine.
Prozac? Who is he calling Prozac?
Bojack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
The NFL also put out a video of Ben doing that.
Dude, the pen click.
He's a pen clicker.
Out of control.
I am a pen clicker. That's a good place for nervous energy for me.
There you go.
Occasionally.
Yeah, but he holds it up. He was doing it with the index finger.
Yeah.
That was weird.
It's a little weird.
That's a little weird. Because the thumb, like you just did, it makes all the sense in the world. But the index finger pen click, what's that about?
I don't know. I was watching. I usually start my day with the folks over at Channel 9. Shout out to them. And Pat had the video. He played it for everyone where it's the reactions of Ben Johnson when big plays happen for the Bears defense, and there's zero reaction. And Robin was like, is he not happy with what's going on the field? And I was like, he's just like this.
That's just the way that he is.
He's just like, he is locked in.
A texter says, if you've read those Dragon Song books, you need to get your affairs in order. Now look, just because they originally were published in 1976, as I look at it now.
Good centennial book.
All right, fine.
Hey, get your affairs in order.
Ben is concerned for all of us. All right, here's more Ben. He goes through a play call here and is mic'd up.
Okay, I want this one here. It's a good one here, all right? On one. Hey, we're going to go George McCaskey here. George McCaskey. Give me 12. Give me 11. I want to go on one. Do this one for me. You want me to do it, Harry?
So those are all different plays, right? 12.
Well, he's probably
personnel, saying
personnel, right? I want to do 12 personnel here. I want to do 11 personnel there.
Who's George McCaskey?
He's the owner of the Bears.
So what is George McCaskey?
We're going to go George McCaskey here.
It might be their formation. Like, the McCaskey formation might be a thing.
The T?
Could be.
I don't care who they put on. when Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Well, now they're going to turn it down more up there. I feel bad.
Hey, we're going to go George McCaskey here.
You think it's just a formation? What if it's a play?
It could be, but I think it's probably formation.
So George probably has a pet formation that he likes. It's like, oh, Matt, I really like that. I noticed after I umpired that game in Sycamore. What did he umpire the other day?
Flag football championships that Marshall was calling.
Our guy Weedsy ran into him one time, remember?
Hey, that's George McCaskey.
I've run into him out there too.
Man.
We only know George speaking about one play, I think, in Bears history. Speaks, you remember? We talked about it. It was after the end, after Nagy's last, you know, when Nagy was done, and George had one comment about something that happened on the field of play. Do you remember what it was?
Oh,
it was when Eddie Jackson fell down.
Oh yeah,
when he's trying to quote unquote tackle someone.
Oh god,
he didn't like the effort
on
that particular play.
That's right. He brought that up the next year. When they were talking about why he got rid of Matt Nagy. Lawrence is clicking his pen. With the thumb, though, try the index finger. See if that makes you feel more like a Bears coach. You see, there's a little more definitive action on that.
Maybe that's the it factor with Ben Johnson, because he's a normal guy, but something just a bit different about him. You know, choosing the index finger, that's what makes him tick.
Yeah, I feel like the thumb has you more prepared to write.
I disagree.
You think the index has you?
I see the thumb does, because then you got the other fingers. Right. Well, there's movement either way in terms of the adjustment. You got to be able to adjust. How do all the Trace Armstrong guys click a pen? They all do it the same way? Yeah, I'm sure Shane Waldron does it exactly like Eberflus did, or did it exactly like Poles did.
You know what's wild? We spend a lot of time talking about Trace Armstrong, and we should. You know where Trace is making a ton of money?
College.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He has got all of these coaches in college, and he is getting all of these buyouts.
Him and Jimmy Sexton.
You're right. It's those two guys. They've got all the guys. And there's that funny moment with what's his name?
Brian Kelly.
Where he's like,
he's driving.
Yeah, he's got the kids on my team, and he's my agent.
Is that the one where he speaks in a Cajun accent?
Family. And he might be calling Trace soon if they keep losing games.
Man, all right. So I'm fascinated. I'm gonna want to figure out what formation or play is George McCaskey in the Ben Johnson.
Hey, we're gonna go George McCaskey here.
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure that out. Slot guy in motion, maybe something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right, and then
he starts talking Cajun to him.
Dave Wanstead will be here at 5 o'clock. Wani will be here. Also, Mark Grody in just a few minutes. I mean, you are locked and loaded for hot and heavy Bears conversation.
All right, so let's hear this last thing from Ben Johnson mic'd up. This is him talking through things with Caleb before they're able to hold down and win the game.
We're going to take the 2 minute and we're going for it. So once again, fourth down, let's get this thing, all right? Either through the air or with your leg. It's first down, get down, and then we'll victory from there, all right?
Caleb Williams to the air, and he finds Colston Loveland, their first-round draft pick at tight end. He gets a first down, and the Bears are going to be able to run this clock out.
12, victory, victory, victory.
Man, that's cool. That is super-duper calm. And that's what you want. If you're Caleb and your mind's racing, you're that offense and your mind's racing, you want to know that dude is cool under the pressure in that moment.
And he's reminding you, too, like, you can go get the yards that we need with your feet if we have to, because what we want to do is run out the clock here. We need to get that. We need to make sure the clock is running, and we want to end up in victory formation at the end of it.
Yeah, it's a telling part of it, and I'm glad you brought it back up. The go get the yards with your feet, which is going to be part of the overall thought process as we watch Caleb this week and beyond. You know, you don't have to try and make the superhero street ball play like your guy Tim Jenkins was discussing yesterday.
Yeah, I was also thinking about this with Lamar and him in that hamstring, dealing with a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to see pocket Lamar this week. Like, he might not run as much
like
this week.
I thought you meant like a smaller.
No.
Smaller version of him.
Can you imagine trying to tackle that guy?
Like Lil Penny.
This version of Lamar is impossible to tackle. You tell me there's a smaller version of him?
Man, pocket Lamar.
Pocket Lamar.
I got no chance.
You're not going to catch that guy.
No, no chance.
Regular Lamar is hard to get.
Can't even see him. Those linemen are too big for pocket Lamar.
I wonder if he will be playing more so out of the pocket than usual. And he's been a pocket quarterback that just has the ability to make incredible running plays too. But I wonder if this is a game where even if that hamstring isn't 100%, and maybe Harbaugh's like, look,
we need you, man.
No unnecessary risk. Like, just go out there and run our offense.
Hand the ball to Derek.
Mm-hmm.
And let's try to do that. So do you scheme that differently on defense then?
This is the question. Like, these are the questions that DA has to figure out.
To spy or not to spy?
And what are you doing with rush lanes, with your ends? Like, are you telling them to go after him, or are you saying keep him contained? Because he can beat you from the pocket. So it's like, what choices do you make if you're him?
He can beat you from the pocket, but I still would want to force him to. I'm still there with Lamar. Like, I still want to force Jaden Daniels to. That's a much younger version. And Lamar's certainly gotten better. The completion percentage has gotten higher. But I think if given the choice, I still want to make him beat me from there.
Just remember, his touchdown interception ratio last year.
I know. I'm not a Lamar slanderer.
You ready to move him to wide receiver? Is that what you're... That you and Bill Polian are on the same side?
Me and Bill Polian. But I only said
even
that
this year he's 10-1.
I only said that in hopes of getting a consultation fee from the Bears eventually, which Bill Polian got.
Get yourself $325,000.
Yeah.
Lickety split. And then you can go play poker.
Is that what it was?
That's what a lot of people think it was.
$325 for a couple of months of work to help out?
Yep.
And say yay or nay on some guys, make a few phone calls.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Woo!
Yeah.
I could lose that fast at Chauncey Billups poker game.
Almost immediately. Apparently.
I'm all in.
Last year, Lamar Jackson, 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Yeah.
He was him real good.
And he didn't win the MVP last year, right?
He did not.
Man.
He was better than the last 2 years that he won MVP. But Josh was also incredible last year.
Who was it yesterday? It was Grady Jarrett on Grody's Cuts. It was like, are you hoping Lamar doesn't play, or would you rather? And Grady's like, that's a stupid question. Of course I am. Hoping he doesn't play. Yeah, I'm hoping Lamar doesn't play as well. I'd like to go on record hoping that Lamar takes just one more week.
Hey, man, whatever it is that can get the Bears closer to 9 wins, you're feeling good about it.
Question, but would you prefer that Lamar Jackson not play, or do you like the challenge of going up against him?
I mean, you said it before I said it.
Dumb question, huh?
Anything else, yo?
Fair enough.
You know what I like about Grody? I like that Grody will lean into the fun of covering a team. And he's way more comfortable than the rest of us who used to cover that team on a daily basis, and I like it. Like, he leans into it in ways that me or Zach or Dan, like, we didn't. And I think he gets better stuff sometimes because of it.
I'm sure that that's the case. I'm sure that that's the case, frankly.
The Baconator, large strawberry lemonade, large fry. You get a 10-piece spicy nugget, and if I'm feeling it, maybe a frosty.
Baked potato.
That was also Ben Johnson calling out a formation.
Baked potato.
We'll talk with Mark Grody about what he learned today at Hallis Hall next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar. Pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Mark Grody joining us here on The Score. It's time for a Bears report. I usually say hell yeah. Hell yeah! He's joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Groats.
What's going on, Lawrence? Hell yeah! Hell yeah, is right. Let me start with some interesting parts to the injury report today, things that we didn't necessarily see yesterday. A couple things remain the same, as in Tyreek Stevenson did not practice again today because of his shoulder injury. Cole Kmet, again, out today with the back injury. Not looking good for either of those two as the week goes on.
Oof.
Braxton Jones, guys, did not practice today at all. He had been limited yesterday because of his knee. So that's very interesting. Roshan Johnson continues to be out with a back injury. And Joe Tooney didn't practice today because he's old and he's resting. So
yeah.
he is on the Mercedes Lewis. Guy, just give the guy a break every once in a while. And by the way, Joe Tooney has been playing excellently. A couple other things here, and then if you guys want to jump in on some questions about the injury report, feel free. But Kyler Gordon, limited today, groin calf, not the hamstring, which he had had. DJ Moore, he was back out there. He's upgraded to limited. We talked to him, which we will hear in just a little bit. DeAndre Swift, practice today, limited, which is an upgrade. Again, he did not practice yesterday. Full participant in practice today, Cairo Santos. Same with Nashawn Wright. Really important to see him being back out there with all these injuries. And Grady Jarrett, gentlemen, a full participant today.
Wow. All right, lot there, Groats. Yeah, the secondary is what's most interesting to me. If indeed Tyreek is out, does Kyler Gordon play outside? Does he stay in the nickel where he's an actual weapon, a highly paid one, an effective one? Who do they trust?
I feel like they play some games here. I think there are, and I mean, this happened a little bit on Sunday too,
yeah,
where
it did.
He was inside and occasionally outside. I think they might do some of the same stuff. What do you think, bro?
When Nashawn Wright went down for a couple plays in the Saints game, we did see Kyler Gordon move to the outside. My gut is that he would probably be the primary guy, or at least they would give it a try with him, with Kyler Gordon on the outside, and Josh Blackwell, who, you know, we've seen play plenty over the years that he has been here inside. Josh Blackwell has played on the outside sometimes as well. But I mean, you are at a deficit right now. You know, Jalen Jones is on an IR. Dallas Flowers, the Oak Park River Forest High School kid, is on this roster. And I don't know if they're going to. Yeah, right. Exactly. They're going to resort to that. But there's a lot of, I was going to say moving parts, but these parts aren't really moving right now with all the injuries in the secondary, which was such a solid place for the Bears. So we didn't get really, like, in terms of Dennis Allen, he really didn't share with us, like, any names, how they would go about it. But yeah, I could see them going with all sorts of different combinations. But my guess is, assuming Kyler Gordon, that he's okay, and I did not see him in the locker room today, I think he'd get a lot of work on the outside.
Yeah, we'll touch on it with Coach, with Wani at the top of the hour. What spot is more important and what all those repercussions could mean. But go ahead, Groats. I know you got tape. You got stuff.
I do. I got stuff. And I don't know if you guys remember me telling you guys about DJ Moore, you know, getting hit in the groin at one point in time. And we haven't really heard from him since he got hit in the groin and had to spend a night in a hospital after the Washington game when he got hit in the groin. And
torsion.
So this was our first our first chance to talk to DJ Moore about where he got hit and how he is handling all of it.
What sent me to the hospital? I think they already told y'all that off the record. And right now it's just the hip, what I'm listed for, so I'm good.
How did you persevere in this past game? It's a pretty quick turnaround to get back on the field.
Just me being me, just going out there playing a game I love and just forced my way through it.
You never had an experience that bad the night that you went to the hospital?
Not to that extent. When it happened, I just was like, all right, this ain't right. So that just happened to happen.
I'm glad that he's better, because that's scary. If they have to take you to the hospital for that, it's one of two things. And I'm glad that he's okay.
And he's still not commenting specifically and saying what it is.
He told all those guys off the record. That's the part that Groats is not telling you.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to say it on the record, huh?
It's fine.
Well, I'll say this. I don't want to give anything away, but I will say that after, you know, the mics went off, I said, are you going to start wearing protection? And he looked at me and said, no, he's not. So
crazy person.
He'll be okay. Yeah,
point.
He got hit below the waist.
Crazy,
he got hit below the waist.
Crazy person.
Yeah, he's crazy. But football players don't wear them. They don't wear jock straps.
It's so weird. That's just, yeah. That's just, yeah, hey, insane.
You know, that's you would have thought that maybe, you know, precautionary thing, maybe, but he didn't want any part of that conversation.
Might slow him down. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. They're uncomfortable.
All right, there's more from DJ, though, right?
Yeah, there is more from DJ, and he was asked about extending plays. And I should say that you will hear cameo appearances in this audio from Rome Odunze and Jahdae Walker.
Just having them keep coming up and figuring out where everybody is going to be on certain plays when we do extend it, and just got to connect with them.
What are the biggest fixes in the red zone for you guys?
Score touchdowns instead of these field goals. We got some touchdown dances that we need to get off the board. So just like our first down that's going viral, we need the touchdowns to go viral. We had OZ, but that was dangerous, so we're not going to do that one again. Who choreographs? Jahdae. We give it to Jahdae.
Do I see, is that a Kobe Bryant shout out for first down?
Yes, it is. We've been having a debate on who really came up with it, me or Jahdae, and I'm just not going to get into it. Huh?
OZ?
OZ didn't come up with that. You think OZ came up with that?
That's the first person I've seen do it.
He's the first person you've seen do it?
Yeah. This is crazy.
This OZ, by the way, that's Olamide Zaccheaus, if people don't know who OZ is.
This is the touchdown celebration, or the first down celebration here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I honestly don't know it. Like, it's a Kobe, something he does with his hands. Like, I was talking to Finley about it, and I couldn't get the, I don't know if you guys have noticed it. We kind of were.
I have not.
Alex, have you noticed the first down Kobe thing that they're doing?
Absolutely.
What is it?
It's sort of like that doesn't work very well on radio, but on Twitch they saw it. But the triangle
started
breaking,
triangle, it breaks apart, and then you point forward.
Then finger
point
guns.
Forward, yeah.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew,
pew. Oh, I like it.
All right,
there you go.
I felt like I couldn't get a straight answer from anybody, but shout out to Patrick Finley because he was the one that recognized it and got us to the point of Kobe Bryant. So they got, so there you go, Bears fans. Now you know, man, if there's a touchdown, they've been choreographing in that locker room. So that's a confident bunch right now.
There we go. Asked and answered. Thank you, Groth.
Yeah. Nashon Wright, who has been an interesting character for the Bears this year in terms of his play. I mean, his play has certainly been up and down, but he has made big plays this year. Going back to the pick six against the Vikings last week, he had a sick interception and took it back, 39 yards, put the Bears in field goal position. He had the scoop of the Jaden Daniels fumble. So this guy, while I don't know how well he shows up as a cornerback, has been making plays for the Bears this year. And Dan Weider and I got an extended sit down for the Take the North podcast. And I'm going to give you guys a little preview of it. We talked to him for about close to 10 minutes or so, but here's just a little piece of Nashon Wright, who's had quite the story, real lunch bucket guy, former third round pick with Dallas, traded to the Vikings, gets the 1-year deal with the Bears, was released by the Vikings. So he's kind of lived like the pioneer lifestyle of cornerbacks and the NFL players in this league. But here is Nashon Wright on being lunch bucket.
For me, I don't take none of these moments for granted. So it's definitely been good to me. I appreciate this organization, like, for believing me and allowing me to be out there, especially after being cut. And definitely it's been good.
Is that why you don't take anything for granted? Is it that part once you get cut? Is that the mentality?
I've kind of had that mentality just throughout life, but I think being drafted, then traded, then cut. All that kind of definitely, I'm a humble person, but I think it does make you kind of take a step back and kind of realize like what you have, and basically just not to take it for granted. So every time that I go out there, whether it's practice, whether it have been OTAs, training camp, whatever the case may have been, like I was trying to give it my all. So yeah, I definitely don't take it for granted.
With your journey, what are you most proud of with what you've been able to accomplish?
Being in these shoes, even like just being on practice squad, like there's millions of guys out there, or hundreds of thousands of guys that wish they could be in those shoes. So being in this position, being with this organization, with these group of guys, these coaches.
I want to talk about some of the big plays, but you said it could be better. What do you mean by that?
There's more plays to be made. I think everybody in this locker room has that attitude about them. Like, it's never enough. There's more that could be done. If you just go back and look at the game, KB could have had one more pick. So there's a lot out there. So just not being satisfied with what we're doing right now and just trying to get better each and every week.
That's a very important guy who goes back a long ways with Al Harris and is now playing a very important role. Look forward to hearing more of him on Take the North, Mark.
Yeah, we're going to drop that tomorrow. Like I said, about 7 to 10 minutes with Nashon Wright, and we'll get into some of the playmaking and his place with the Bears and like him being here from the beginning and being identified by this Bears staff as a guy that they wanted to prop up, and it is paying off. It was coordinator day out here today as well, guys, and among the things that Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator for the Bears, was asked about is Tremaine Edmonds, who is having a really good year. And as we talked a lot about in the beginning of the year, he was he and TJ Edwards kind of being cross-trained and getting Tremaine Edmonds playing some weak side this year. Here's Dennis Allen on that evolution.
Why did you think he'd be more successful there?
I think his athleticism allows him, you know, to play in that position, you know, a little bit more. That player plays a little bit more in space, and so you're generally looking for a little bit better athlete to play that position. I think that was something that, you know, Richard Smith and I talked about a lot, you know, in the springtime, and yet that wasn't where he was real comfortable at that time. So we kind of force-fed it a little bit throughout training camp, knowing that, you know, in the back of our mind that was, you know, a potential opportunity. And I think as he's played it more and he's got more comfortable with the position, he's starting to understand, you know, where his plays are going to be and where he's going to have opportunities to make plays. I think he's gotten more and more comfortable at that.
Boy, that makes a lot of sense. Looking forward to talking linebacker usage with the coach in a little bit. But Tremaine looks really, really good.
He's played so well this year. And both those guys, you were excited about the additions of them both. TJ Edwards clearly kind of jumped ahead. It's amazing because isn't Tremaine Edmonds only 26?
But I feel he's like always only 26.
But I feel like this is like year six for him, and he's only 26 years old or something like that.
Yeah,
he's 27 still, now.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, around a long time.
Yeah, just turned 27 in May. But yeah, he has been around an awful long time. Got into the NFL very, very young in 2018.
It's wild that he has been around since then.
Yeah.
So it was year 8 for him as a 27-year-old. It's wild.
That is wild.
It is. And I think I told you, he was limited today with an ankle injury. But it's very clear that from my conversations with Tremaine Edmonds and others as well, that he did not feel comfortable with Flus, that he did, like, there's just not been a lot of plaudits coming out of his mouth for what went on in the previous regime. And I get that that's old hat and people get tired of hearing about it, but it feels like he has, and Byard too, talked about this earlier too, like he and Kevin Byard, not that either of them had bad years last year, but it feels like they are rejuvenated in some way, shape, or form. Both of those guys who have both name-checked Dennis Allen for putting them in the proper positions, which is what we all expected out of Dennis Allen.
The last couple of days, there's been a lot of discussion about Caleb on the run and him running. Did Declan Doyle say anything about it?
He did. I know Spiegs was asking about this yesterday as well. So you will hear the question and Declan Doyle's answer here about that.
How delicate of a balance is it for what Ben Johnson said? You don't want to neuter Caleb Williams' ability to field the pocket, know when to run, while also trying to get those completions and play in system.
Yeah, I think it's a healthy balance. It's one of those things that I talk about all the time, but like each play is its own play. And so it's case by case. However, you want to try to give him some guidelines as far as, hey, you break contain. This is what we're thinking. This is what the plan of the receivers should be in order to create the correct spacing so that we're not running into each other, things like that. So they're really more contingency plans so that when that second act starts, you know, he knows exactly where he needs to go with the football. You want to encourage him to be aggressive with it because he is very talented in that area. And yet at the same point in time, we want to make sure we're staying, you know, on the rails or within the realm of, you know, what we're asking of him and the wideouts as well.
Good stuff. Yeah, you know, that second play, that's the way Caleb talks about it. Like before, when we move on to our second play, but maybe he's a little quick to go to play number two.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and some of this, too, comes down to the receivers getting on the same page and the chemistry. We never know whose fault it is exactly when it comes down to these plays, but Declan Doyle made a big point of that, that it's, of course, he generalized, but I think in this case, it's correct. Everybody's got to be on the same page when it comes to this stuff.
Nuggets, tidbits?
I got one nugget for you guys today. That is, like, all of a sudden, there's Cairo Santos, a full participant after Jake Moody mania over the last couple of weeks. I ran into Cairo Santos in the hallway walking to the locker room with a couple of other reporters, and I just asked him, I said, well, I said, you were a full participant in practice today? You going to be kicking for the Bears on Sunday in Baltimore? And he kind of smiled and said, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to tell you guys. Huh. So it's a can't call it, but we're getting pretty close to Cairo Santos and just making sure that the Bears are going to follow through with, if he's healthy, he's the kicker. And being that he was a full participant would seem to connote to me that he's healthy and should be kicking on Sunday.
Interesting. There's teams out there that need kickers. So Jake Moody might get a call if that's the case.
He might get snatched up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his career has clearly been revived with the Bears. Other teams will indeed see that, guys.
Groats, thanks, sir.
Thank you, guys. I shall talk to you later.
Bears. That's right.
We've Bears. Mentioned a couple of times that Dave Wanstead comes up at the top of the hour because it's 5 o'clock somewhere. But next, Lawrence Holmes goes to college. Keep it here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Guess who's getting some class?
I'm going to college.
Get in the spirit.
Lawrence Holmes went back to college a couple of days ago, but not as a student. Professor Holmes from DePaul was over at the University of Chicago, and it's extremely topical. Thank you for asking. What was going on over there?
They are working on projects to either entice a team or keep teams and build stadiums in Chicago. I was over at the Harris Policy School, and I was talking with a group of very, very interested and smart young people who are trying to find solutions to the problems of public finance for private enterprise. And so they asked me to come in and talk about my experience of covering stadiums, and it was really great. Like, I loved it, you know. So it's right down the street from my house. I've spent the last 25 years like in the shadow of the University of Chicago. So to be there at a place that's really well renowned, like the Harris Policy Institute, is like a big deal. Like, them, the stuff that they do over there is phenomenal. So having a chance to come in as a expert, quote unquote expert, to talk about this subject was a lot of fun. So I did a lot of data crunching, and I used a fan map to try to explain some of the politics of Illinois. Like, for example, something that the Bears need to keep in mind is, if you look at the fan map, and I use Vivid Seats, like, they provided some of the data on this, of where fans of your team are. If you look at the state of Illinois, orange is the corresponding color for the Bears. Once we get south of I-80, there's a lot of different colors in there. There's the Colts, there are Colts fans, there are Cardinals fans, there are Packers fans, and understanding that politics when you're trying to figure out how to use the city and not understand that people who live in Cairo or Decatur or Peoria or Charleston, like, they have different feelings about Chicago than people in Chicago and the collar counties.
So you're trying to drum up state money. It'd be good to know that. Did you record that? Could we send that to Kevin Warren, our good friend?
I would not be surprised if someone from the Bears doesn't end up over there too.
Oh, really? To educate the students? Because the students are tasked with trying to come up with plans.
And solutions.
And there's a prize involved when they do, right? Once they're educated on this, they get a prize. A cash prize that they get to split.
They get to tackle a lot of different projects over the years. This project just happens to be working on sports. So it was fun for me to be able to kind of add to it and go over there. And you start thinking about the people that have taught and have been guest lecturers at the Harris Policy Institute. Me being asked to do it, I had to say yes to it. And it was great. And I appreciate everyone over there. Professor Marlowe, he and I were on a television show together last year. And he's like, hey, you want to further this conversation and have it in front of students? And I was like, yes. So we talked about that. And shout out to him. He even put on the record that he's a Green Bay Packers fan, and I was trying to explain to the students how he also said that he's part owner of the Packers, and I was like, yeah, he's a really smart man, but that's like buying a star. You get a little certificate and you put it on your wall. I'm an owner. So it was great. Like, and the students were amazing. Some of their ideas, some of the questions that they had a lot of questions about Project 1901, which I think is a really, it's so funny how Jerry Reinsdorf on one hand is looked at one way as it pertains to maybe moving the White Sox to the 77. But the work that Project 1901 is doing, I think pretty much everyone is on board.
Well, it's a beautiful, well-intentioned and thoughtful way to make the most of a sports complex.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
You know, they have all of that empty space over there. It helps a part of the city that probably could use a little bit of uplifting, and they're spending mostly their money. And the infrastructure stuff that comes with it, the city is happy to do that. The state is happy to do that sort of thing. But it was great. I look forward to, I told them, like, if I can ever be helpful again, let me know. It actually got me thinking about something. So I always like when I can step into some academic environments, because it allows my brain to work on a different vibration.
Yeah, we know you do.
So now I'm thinking that, along with the class that I already do at DePaul, that I I think we should start doing a sports business class.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you got to swim in that, in those waters, because yes. I know how important that is to you.
Yeah, my dad was a fellow at the University of Chicago, so being able to kind of walk in those same footsteps that he did over there is a big deal to me. And I quite honestly just love that community. I've been a part of it for a quarter of a century. I know a lot of people who work over there. So to be attached to it in this way is really, really cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We're happy for you, man. Glad that worked out and you got more to come. Dave Wanstead going to come in here and talk football with us. Alex is ready to hold the dry erase board. And
he is.
Who knows where we go from here. Keep listening to Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.